Hello, my name is Raphael from BSA Troop 840 in Stuart, and I'll be guiding you through garden number 3, which is the largest garden at the House of Refuge. In this garden, there are sea daisy, buttonwood, coca plum, sea grape, beach sunflower, coast spurge, necklace pod, cabbage palm, prickly pear cacti, sand cherry, and coontie. I'll be introducing you to the sand cherry, necklace pod, coontie, and prickly pear. The first plant that you'll see is a sand cherry. This is a skinny-stemmed herb with oval green leaves, commonly found naturally in Florida, both inland and along the coast. The bell-shaped flowers are a muted yellow-green with connected petals. The fruit is a berry surrounded by a thin leaf-like covering which looks like a paper bag. The fruit can be used as a substitute for tomatoes, but the bag-like covering is toxic and cannot be eaten. Next is a necklace pod, another plant that is native to Florida. It has multiple trunks and is very salt tolerant. It has green feathery leaves with 11 to 21 oval leaflets. It flowers throughout the year. The yellow flowers are long and spike-like and can attract butterflies. These plants prefer to be on inside of dunes. This is a plant that is not edible as the seeds are toxic to humans. The next plant is a coontie. It looks like a fern or palm, but this is the only cycad that is native to Florida. This means that this plant is from the prehistoric era, about 325 million years ago. It is highly drought tolerant and moderately salt tolerant. You can protect it from salt by planting it on the side of houses. Its stems and roots can be harvested to make flour for cooking, but it needs to be prepared properly or it is very toxic. Preparation includes leaching and fermentation. At one point, harvesting for coontie flour depleted the plant population to the edge of disappearing. Coontie is also an important plant for conservation, specifically for the rare Atala butterfly. The Atala butterfly lays its eggs on the coontie and the caterpillar eats only coontie leaves. The butterfly was thought to be extinct in 1955, partially because of the overharvesting of coontie, but has since been found to be very rare. The last plant that I'll be talking about in this garden is the prickly pear cacti. They grow best in open, dry, and sandy environments. They have oval-shaped pads with sharp spikes. In the spring, large yellow flowers appear, and pear-shaped fruit will start to protrude. The fruit is a reddish-purple, have many seeds, and are edible after removing the skin. The fruit is made into jellies, candy, and other sweets. It is also used medicinally to treat diabetes, and is thought to help lower cholesterol. Now you should be at the end of garden number 3. If you turn around, you will see garden number 4, and we'll meet my friend Gabe, who will be guiding you through the remarkable garden.